honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
And I've spoken before about growing up with a mother in chronic pain, and it was absolutely heartbreaking, and it can be so devastating for the person and for the whole family. So thank goodness we've got Cindy Perlin. She's a licensed clinical social worker, certified biofeedback practitioner and chronic pain survivor, and author of The Truth About Chronic Pain Treatments, The Best and Worst Strategies for Becoming Pain-Free. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm so glad you came on the show. Both Andrea and I are thrilled because this is such a big topic. So many people live their lives in pain. And I just mentioned that you're a chronic pain survivor. Tell us a little bit about your story, and then we'll jump right in on how to help folks.
Well, in 1977, when I was 25 years old, I developed very severe back pain. I got injured running, and everything I did made it worse, and the doctors were useless. I spent 3.5 years in agonizing pain. I dropped out of graduate school, and I was thinking of ending it all when I found something that helped, which was biofeedback. And since that time, I've found many other things that are very useful for chronic pain, and I've gotten into working with clients who are in chronic pain and helping them get better.
Cindy, tell us a little bit about what biofeedback is. So for those who are listening and think, oh, wow, that sounds interesting, what exactly is biofeedback?
Well, biofeedback measures your physiology and then feeds that information back to you. So these days, it's usually a computerized system where you're measuring something like muscle tension, hand temperature, heart rate, electrical activity of the brain. And by having the information on what your body is doing, and seeing how what you do influences that, you can learn to control your body.
Oh, that's fascinating. Now, do you think this is widely used, or you think that it's just now becoming something that more people are saying, oh, wow, I really need to try this, in rather than taking medications?
Well, it's nowhere near as widely used as it should be, in terms of it's an incredibly empowering way to take care of your health. And it started to get popular back in the 70s, and then there was some research that attempted to discredit it, and a lot of people lost interest. I'm hoping it's in for a comeback because it's so valuable, and we've learned so much more about it and how to use it, especially in the area of repairing the brain.
Oh, really? Tell us a little bit about that in terms of repairing the brain.
Well, what you can do is you can look at how the brain is doing, how your brain is doing compared to a healthy brain with something called a quantitative EEG that shows where your brain deviates from normal healthy people your age. And then by putting sensors on the areas of the brain that are abnormal and rewarding your brain with a more rewarding audiovisual display when your brain is doing better, it shapes the activity of the brain so that your brain becomes healthier and you feel better. In the case of chronic pain, one of the things that's been discovered is that if someone's been in chronic pain for a really long time, their brain becomes oversensitized to pain signals. And people in chronic pain with the same stimulus as a normal person tend to feel more pain because of that. So you can use neurofeedback to target those over-aroused areas of the brain and calm them down so that the person has a lot less pain.
Now, can you do biofeedback with, for example, with like natural supplements? So my husband had a herniated disc. I think we're going on 3 years ago now. And he was on painkillers. And I remember him watching Sanjay Gupta on CNN. And he was saying, Sanjay Gupta was saying that, you know, you should get off painkillers because they become addictive. And he looked at me, my husband, he's like, I need to try some natural supplements. And we put him on Juice Plus. And within a very short time, his pain went away. So I'm almost wondering, like, when you have these amazing modalities like biofeedback, using it with some type of natural supplement to help speed it along, is that something that's commonly done?
Yes. I mean, there's no reason you can't combine therapies for chronic pain. In fact, the best results come from a multidisciplinary approach because it's usually a complex problem. I do know someone who used Juice Plus in a raw foods diet to heal complex regional pain syndrome. In fact, her story is in my book. Diet is critically important, and so is the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. What Definitely. You think,
now, when you say that, jump into that a little bit more, the mind-body connection.
Well, the mind is critically important to what happens to the body on many different levels. The most obvious one is when a person is in a state of chronic emotional stress, it sets off the fight-or-flight response. Mm-hmm. And the fight-or-flight response is a bunch of changes in your body to prepare your body to fight or flee a threat. So your muscles get more tense, your heart rate goes up, your blood flow gets withdrawn from the periphery into the core of your body so you can think fast and run fast. Healing and digestion are slowed down because the body is putting all of its energy into fleeing some kind of physical threat. The problem is that the threats that we face now are not physical, and what triggers our stress now does not call for a fight or flight response. And if people stay in that response a lot, then their bodies tend to hurt and get sick. So that's a very basic way that the body and mind are connected. It's also been discovered that when people are emotionally repressed, when they don't recognize their feelings or they don't express them, that that is physical work for the body that tires the muscles and can cause pain. And another connection is when people have had trauma, especially chronic childhood trauma, their body systems are over-aroused because of that, their brain is different, and that creates more pain and illness.
Now, you were saying, I know when we met, you said, you know, that people shouldn't take painkillers, they should try this instead. Why is this, you know, obviously painkillers come with some negative effects, which I'd like you to tell us a little bit about. We have about 2 minutes left. And, you know, why doing, I know, all this in 2 minutes, less now. And then why, you know, doing biofeedback is a better option in about a minute, actually.
Well, the problem with all of the painkillers, including opioids and anti-inflammatories, is they can have deadly consequences. Opioids, medical patients do get addicted to opioids, taking them as directed. The drug rehab centers are filled with medical patients who are addicted. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can cause fatal heart attacks and strokes after as little as 3 weeks. So,
wow.
So the main thing is that even beyond that, pharmaceuticals don't work because pain is not a pharmaceutical deficiency. And by taking painkillers and covering up the symptoms, you're not getting at the causes, some of which can be mind-body. We talked about nutrition, not having exercise as part of your life, having muscle imbalances, muscle weaknesses. That can cause pain. There's just a lot of things that can generate pain, and you're not addressing them when you're taking painkillers. You will never get better taking painkillers as your only pain strategy.
No, for sure, which makes better, because it's all about taking care of all the systems of our body. And emotional, like you said, plays a big part of it. So the emotional component, you know, they say that many experts say that diseases start from the emotions and end up physical, right? So I think, you know, like you said, talking about people who've experienced emotional trauma when they were younger, it results in physical pain when they're older. So very interesting conversation, Cindy. Thank you for being on our show today. And for people, people want to learn more about you, they can visit your website, peakmindbody.com, correct?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. You can also follow Cindy at cperlin1 on Twitter. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Try biofeedback and stay well.